You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This episode is sponsored by Wayfair. My home is a canvas for expressing myself and what matters to my family, whether it's through art or furniture. Wayfair makes it easy to bring that vision to life with everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. We just hung the Sabine metal curved oval mirror in our dining room, and it's like the room took a deep breath and suddenly feels like itself. Every style is welcome in the Wayfairhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair, every style, every home. Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today is episode 127, How to Escape the Fall Frenzy. It is the end of October. Halloween is next week. I realize we all know this. I don't need to say how fast time is flying, but it super is. It feels very fast. So if October has gone by really fast for you, and if you live in the West, you're about to get hit with the gauntlet of holiday busyness. And we have talked about that a good bit on the podcast and over on Instagram. If you don't follow me, I'm at The Lazy Genius, by the way. I'm going to put some links in the show notes of other episodes that hold hands really well with this one. I've talked about this topic in various ways a lot. But today, I want to focus in on how to escape that fall frenzy, how to keep ourselves from going from intentional choices and a commitment to calm all the way to pulling our hair out and wishing for January. What happens in between? None of us want to feel that frenzy, but sometimes even with those intentional plans, it kind of happens anyway. So today, let's talk about one small way to keep that frenzy at bay. So I personally am very intentional about my choices. I've learned the hard way that too much happening around me causes even more to happen within me. And I do not function well under frenzy. It is my least favorite energy to occupy. Chaos and frenzy, they just pull me under. I feel really stressed out. I get headaches. I get mad. My body physically hurts. And I don't enjoy what's happening right in front of me. That's no fun at any point in the year or in my life, but it is a particular bummer around this time of year. October through early January, it is my favorite. That's true of a lot of people probably, but I always get bummed that my favorite time of year is complicated by the most frenzied energy of the entire year too. That's where our simple step comes in. Name what matters. Name what matters in the season. Name what matters every single day. And name what matters about who you are. So let's start from the 10,000 feet level and talk about the season. Very briefly, maybe you have started this fall different than years past. You might have even purchased the holiday docket from me, which is the Lazy Genius Guide to Celebrating Well. It is a short but mighty little PDF that walks you through intentional choices about your fall and winter holiday and all the things that happen in that busy season. I think that broad is a really great place to start. I think that naming what matters and making plans to do those things, you skip other things, you can pursue a holiday calendar and rhythm that gives you life rather than drains you dry. It's incredibly important. You don't have to use the holiday docket to get there to do it. I will put a link in the show notes, of course, if you're interested, but you can just get a piece of paper and a pen and put some intention to what you want to do and what you want to skip. Naming what matters in the season is really, really important from a big picture standpoint. But even when you do that, you can still feel frenzied on a random day or a random collection of days. Intention doesn't immediately eliminate stress or overwhelm or whatever word resonates the most with your own energy. Here's where it's important to name what matters today. When I think about the word frenzy, it's something that escalates, right? It's not like you're calm and serene, and then in the blink of an eye, you're frenzied. It builds. Stress and overwhelm are almost always a consequence of the little things building until you're drowning and you just can't take it anymore. That's why I encourage you to name what matters every day to help you escape the fall frenzy. I do this every morning in the few minutes before my kids get up or when I sit down at my desk to work. I name what matters for that day. Not just what I need to do, but what matters. How I want to feel, what energy I want to embrace, what energy I want to release, what thoughts I want to leave behind or save for another day. Naming what matters for today helps the frenzy not accumulate. If we can work in a daily practice of naming what matters each and every day, we're creating a buildup of intention, not a buildup of crazy. Now, are you somehow not as great of a person if you skip days or if you let the frenzy build or you live in it until January? 0%. There is no morality here. There's no better than or worse than or measuring sticks. This is all for you. Just ask yourself what you want, what you need, and then ask yourself why. If you want to keep the frenzy away because you think that that's what you should do, even though you don't mind that energy, maybe you even like the thrill of it a little bit, don't worry about it. A should isn't a good enough reason to do something. But if you're like me and you know that frenzy makes you mad and not fun to be around and distracted from the relationships and connections and moments in front of you, you'll be more willing to take a small step toward escaping the frenzy. And I think a great small step is to name what matters today. So this morning, look at your calendar, breathe, look around at your people, pay attention. What matters today? Not tomorrow, not next week, not at Christmas time that somehow you're even distracted by still, even though it's 2 months away. What matters today? Say it out loud, write it down, share it with another person, name what matters today so that you'll be able to also notice what doesn't make the list.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool and the two eighth graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, "Man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great." And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am a big time verbal processor. Sometimes I don't know what I actually think about a situation until I say it out loud. And while I have lots of kind and trustworthy relationships in my life, there is one place that always feels safe no matter what I need to say. And that's when I'm talking to my therapist. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/thelazygenius today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thelazygenius. This episode is sponsored by Squarespace. Hosting the show and running the Lazy Genius Collective is very much a full-time job squeezed into part-time hours. Thankfully, I have found some ways to Lazy Genius my work, including using Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You can secure a domain, create a site with the all-new guided Squarespace blueprint, and activate easy-to-use payment tools all in one spot. And with Squarespace AI and integrated optimized SEO tools, you can polish what you want to say and get it in front of your people. My team and I just revamped our Squarespace site at the beginning of the year, and I'm still obsessed. It not only looks great, it's easy to navigate as a visitor and as an admin. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/lazygenius to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This episode is sponsored by Olive & June. I found Olive & June in 2020 when we were all looking for new hobbies and things to do. Well, now, almost 4 years later, doing my nails at home with my daughter Annie and Olive & June's Manny system is still one of the things I look forward to every week. Olive & June makes it easy to get a salon-worthy manicure from the comfort of your home. The Manny system has everything you need in one box, salon-grade tools designed just for DIY, and your choice of six polish colors. And y'all, the colors they make are stunning. Annie and I just tried out their new colors for Valentine's Day. I'm wearing Love Note, a sparkly nude that matches my skin tone, and Annie is wearing Bouquet, a shimmery pink that matches her personality. Plus, Olive & June's polish is chip resistant and lasts for 7 days. Visit oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system. That's oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system.
You might have like a long list of things to do that have a certain level of urgency in them. But if what matters today is that you need to rest and take a break from being productive, you can choose to save that list for tomorrow or next week. What matters today is rest. Now, does your list have anything on it that will cause your family or your work to go up in flames? If that's the case, yes, maybe do that one thing, but leave the rest until later. They don't matter today. The irony is that we're really good actually at recognizing the items on our list that will cause our lives to go up in flames, but not as good at seeing what causes us to go up in flames. We tend to all the other things that feel urgent, forgetting the layers of frenzy that are building in our souls. So name what matters today. Do that for as many days as you remember and desire to name, and see what happens to your energy because of it. As this fall has started, and as I look ahead to what's coming, it's been the busiest of any fall I've ever experienced, at least that I can remember. There's so much going on in my work, my family, my community. It all matters and was all chosen on purpose, but it's still a lot. Despite this season being the busiest, I also feel the calmest I've ever felt around this time of year. Like I have more direction. Ironically, my frenzy isn't in direct relation to how much is on my plate, almost exclusively because I've not only named what matters in our season, but I've practiced naming what matters every day. I've taken breaks. I've left things undone until another day. I've been able to notice pitfalls that keep me from being where I am and avoid those because I'm paying attention. Now, don't get me wrong. I have felt overwhelmed and stressed. I had a body shutdown just last weekend where I had to like go to bed at 7 and sleep for 12 hours. The point isn't perfectly eliminating all stress forever because that's impossible, but there is a lot of power in not letting daily stress accumulate as aggressively as we often let it. So if you're feeling the fall frenzy, and you might even be a little confused by it because you've chosen what matters, you've gone through the holiday docket, you've set intentions, you've been looking forward to these holidays with your people, and you feel, like a draw for peace more than pressure than you have before. Like you've been really excited about this holiday season. So why are you feeling that fluttering in your chest? Why is your breathing more shallow? Why are your emotions more unpredictable? Your voice is a little louder and faster. Your love of being alone has morphed into isolation because you're suddenly overwhelmed and you don't understand why. You were coming at this with intention. What happened? Name what matters today. Name what matters today. And even deeper than that, name what matters about who you are. Even saying out loud that you matter to people because of your essence and your humanity, not because of what you accomplish, how you get it all done, what you do for people. No. Name what matters about who you are as often as you remember to. And that, along with naming what matters today, will keep the frenzy from building on itself day after day and confuse you when all you want to do in the beginning of December is like hide in a closet until everyone's Christmas decorations are down. You don't want it to be that way. And it doesn't have to be that way. You can escape fall frenzy one small daily step at a time by naming what matters. I really hope this episode encourages you to take this simple move in a meaningful direction and continue to experience the fun that is this holiday season. If you would like more info on the holiday docket, I'll definitely have a link in the show notes along with, like I said, some other episodes, even a blog post or two that can give you more tools to anchor yourself in the fall frenzy. Also, I wanted to let you know, I will not be on Instagram this week for our weekly live, but I hope that you take that 25 minutes that we usually spend together to check in on yourself and intentionally name what matters for you in that moment. I know it sounds cheesy, but I promise it works and it's really important. Thanks so much for listening to this episode and to any others you might have heard. I know that a lot of you binge the show when you discover it, which is so fun to hear. And if you are new to the podcast, 127 episodes is a lot. So if you're wondering where to start, I would actually just encourage you to read the episode titles. They're very specific. Scroll through the list either on your podcast app or on my website at thelazygeniuscollective.com/lazy. And listen to whatever episodes feel relevant to you. Just listen to what you need. You don't need to start from the beginning or, you know, listen to every single thing. Just listen to what you need and the rest will happily wait for you until you need them too. That is all for today. Thanks for listening. And until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra and I'll see you next week.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.